Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. We're going to go through a couple of important stories. There is an Angie's List item which will lead you to believe they may want to compete with another major, I suppose we could say this was a the other company. Well, I'll just tell you what it is. Amazon. This is the world that we are in. I think that we're all getting so used to these different names of companies. Now, we're going to tell you a story about that. Snapchat's in the news as well. Cybersecurity is in the news. Growing threat, not only for your personal life, but also for your company's life. The company you work for, does it have challenges? With cyber criminals becoming more sophisticated in how they choose and attack their targets, it's very important for you to know how to protect your data and your privacy. So here's Jay Curtis with more.
Over the last 5 years, the Internet Crime Complaint Center received an average of nearly 300,000 complaints annually. Dennis Bonilla, Executive Dean of the College of Information Systems and Technology at University of Phoenix, says that the problem is likely to get worse.
The two solutions to the problem are investing in technology and human capital. It's going to be an employee's market because the Bureau of Labor Statistics is projecting about 1.2 million job openings due to growth in computer and information technology fields.
In a recent survey, University of Phoenix found that Americans' greatest security concerns were theft and personal cybersecurity. The survey also found that 2 in 5 respondents had experienced a personal security breach. Bonilla added that trained professionals are entering the workforce with the necessary preparation to help thwart these attacks.
Of course, our students don't just have the grit to do the job, they have the skills too. Our programs are designed to ensure that as students work towards their degree, they are also working towards industry-aligned certificates.
For more, go to phoenix.edu. Now you're in the know from University of Phoenix.
Today on App Check, VidRhythm. Video sample yourself and your friends, then let VidRhythm mash it into a crazy video remix. Lame name, fantastic app. You'll love VidRhythm.
It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
All right, 55 past the hour, Angie's List is trying to compete with Amazon. It doesn't seem like a fair fight. At least I wouldn't have thought, but if she has the courage to do this, Angie's List has become certainly much more popular. So they've got online reviews, lots, millions and millions of them. Most everybody knows who Angie's List or who Angie is and what Angie's List is. But to compete with Amazon, Victoria?
Well, it's interesting because Amazon actually took this idea from Angie's List. So
really?
It is really, yeah, there is an interesting twist to this. Amazon, and we were talking about this, I think, a few weeks ago in one of our tech hours about how when you're on Amazon and you buy a product, and let's say you buy a new sink or a faucet or whatever, and then a million plumbers pop up in your neighborhood, and yeah. Oh, this person is recommended by Amazon. Well, they started doing that because instead of leaving Amazon to then go to Angie's List and find a reputable plumber near you, Amazon decided, well, let's just do it all in one. And it started to take business away from Angie's List. So Angie's List has been doing well for the last few years. However, their first quarter or their last quarter of 2015 was sort of disappointing. So they're reinventing themselves now with different membership levels. So the green level is free access. They have more than 700 service categories, free access to reviews and ratings. And now the subscription-based, they have a silver access, which is $25 for the year, which is really reasonable if you are doing home renovations or things like that. It allows consumers to have a guaranteed fair price and quality of service guaranteed by Angie's List, so much so that they'll reimburse customers up to $100,000 now if you're not satisfied with the work that someone they recommend does. And then they have a gold-based service that's $99 a year that also includes complaint resolution process and customer support.
So the smart play here would have been to do what Target did with CVS. Instead of Target being in the competitive drug business, which they really can't be, Amazon should have gone to Angie's List or vice versa and said, let's make a deal. instead of
that would have
to,
that and that would have been a great play. However, you know, everyone knows Amazon's so big that they may not have even needed to. That's
when
that,
when you get so big, it's like, what's the old expression? Pigs eat well, hogs get slaughtered. That's what happens. Wow, you know that expression, right?
I've never heard that expression before. No,
That's an old farmer's expression.
I guess so.
You hear from Farmer Doug. Pigs eat well, hogs get slaughtered. When you want and take too much, doesn't pay. 59 past the hour. I'm Stefan.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.